This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life.
As head joker for WMMR's Morning Zoo, it only seemed right that I interview one of our special guests. Adam Batman West pulled up to the suburban South Jersey home from where we were broadcasting. It was the home of an avid listener. We came to their house to broadcast our morning hijinks live from their living room, and the family invited all their friends and neighbors to join in the fun. We used stick mics as we roamed through the house amid a sea of adoring, excited fans. They were especially thrilled that Adam West, TV's Batman, would be stopping by as our special guest. This was the early 90s, and West was appearing at supermarket openings and car shows. West got typecast as Batman and spent years afterwards trying to get serious roles. He eventually shook loose from the character, but not entirely. That said, I mean, no one seemed to have more fun as Batman than Adam West, even long after the final episode in 1968. I addressed West as Batman in our interview. Batman, you pursued Catwoman as a crime fighter, but you always seemed a bit smitten by her. Did you have feelings for Catwoman? West instantly became the bright knight. I did have stirrings in my utility belt at the mere sight of Catwoman. True, Grover. Batman, I continued, one of the neighbors here is a police officer. Can you give him some crime-fighting advice? Do you think that's wise, Grover? You might be right, Batman. We wouldn't want to tip off any arch-villains, would we? What do you do if someone comes at you with an umbrella? Yes, like the Penguin, Grover. Exactly. I step aside.
That's it?
And run.
You run?
Yes, Grover. At this point, I led an army of fans and Batman to the backyard. I had noticed earlier that the family owned two giant Newfoundland dogs. They looked like black bears, but behaved like teddy bears. These gentle brutes hung out under the back deck of the house and out of sight. Once in a while, they'd come out and run around the backyard, and that's how I first noticed them. Batman didn't know about the dogs, and in the course of our interview, I challenged him to demonstrate his superhero ability to escape. Just as a demo, mind you. He good-naturedly accepted. So, I led Batman and everyone in attendance to the center of the backyard. I had placed a chair there and asked Batman to take a seat. Using a length of rope, I tied him loosely to the chair, put little milk bones all over him, and whistled for the dogs. As soon as they caught a whiff of Batman with all those treats all over him, they went wild, licking and nuzzling him and vacuuming up every crumb. I had kept the ropes on Batman purposely loose, given he had little time to assess the situation. As the dogs went to town, Batman, laughing hysterically, Grover, tickled both by the challenge and the dogs themselves, nimbly untied the rope. Nearly exhausted from laughter, Batman then jumped from the chair as the crowd cheered him on. Once again, the Caped Crusader proved his incredible superhero powers, this time in the face of unrelenting snorting and woofing. He patted the dogs and brushed the remnants of the milk bones from his jacket. A long line of famous actors have played Batman since the television series, but none with the whimsy and playfulness of Adam West. His appearance put a real kapow, wow, and zowie into the show. After thanking us all profusely for having so much fun, he got in his rented car, wheeled around, and zoomed away, as you might expect from Batman, or the man who played him for laughs, and got away with it.
This is WLVR.